flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
People want to fix the offensive line. I want to enhance the offensive line. I think we've got to work on improving the offensive line. I don't think it's a issue. I think it was a middling probably at times this year. They certainly had games where they were really, really good, probably some games where they weren't. But here's my question to those people. Where are you upgrading? Like, what do you want to do with the offensive line? Exactly. Brandon Coleman is your rookie now going to be your second-year left tackle from Texas Christian, right? Are you replacing him already at this point? Are you moving him to right tackle or to guard? Shouldn't you be trying to get as much bang for your buck as possible from a third-round pick? If he could be a left tackle, that's a godsend. What about Nick Allegretti? You just paid him last year. Now, he's not paid a ton of money. He could probably easily be a backup on his salary, but he is the left guard at this point. Are you ready to bench him? Is that okay? I don't think anyone's trying to supplant Biotis, who played at a high level this year. Cosme may not be healthy, but when he's healthy, he's your right guard. He's a fringe Pro Bowl-type talent. I mean, right tackle, that's an area where you could tell me you're moving on from Wiley and you could sign someone pretty easily. But I guess my point is, Danny, it's not like they've got 4 openings because there's a bunch of free agents.
Yeah, or 4 obvious bums and there's one guy that's any good and you could sort of swap him out. I understand the point. To me, I think this is a very upgradable group, mostly based on Andrew Wiley's contract and the fact that Sam Cosmi probably won't be healthy at the start of the year. And it's probably unfair to expect him, once he is healthy and clear, to just, okay, hit the ground running and be yourself with no offseason, no training, you know, none of the things that it takes to get your sea legs underneath you. It's hard to do to, okay, you're cleared in September. And by the way, it's live bullets. You're playing against divisional foes and or going to Kansas City and whatever. So to me, there's a vacancy or uncertainty right now at right guard. I want to do a lot better than Andrew Wiley at right tackle. Maybe that's problem solves itself. Maybe Andrew Wiley's my guard for a while. I don't have to cut him. I don't have to have
He's a candidate that you could just move on from him, too.
100%. You could save a bunch of money. It's like a $2 million dead cap hit if you were to let him go. But you also could say, he's not that expensive. I have an issue at right guard, at least for the short term. You know, what's the harm in having Andrew Wiley around? Or if you want to make sure you do better. So to me, I'm adding a tackle. I don't know if it's a left tackle. I don't know if it's a right tackle. I like Coleman just fine. Would I like Coleman better as the right tackle? They got to know internally if he can play that spot or not. I obviously, you know, I don't. I've only seen him on the left. But if you can find a marquee tackle, be it in the draft or, you know, maybe in free agency, I don't know how good the crop is. It's going to be better than last year, presumably, where Tyron Smith was your best free agent tackle that they didn't opt into. But if I add a tackle, whether it's right or left, what I do with Wiley then to sort of semi-replace or enhance or help out or be there in case for Cosme, I think is going to be instrumental. I would also like to do a lot better at left guard. So to me, it's a right tackle, left guard. Because Allegretti, I'm not wed to that. He makes Tressway money. I don't know why I keep picking on Tressway, but he makes punter money. That to me is not someone where I have to play him. Whereas I think Wiley was this year. Wiley's cap hit was so big from the previous regime that it wouldn't have been cost effective just to move on, just to say, fare thee well, would have been devastating. Now, this offseason, it's not going to cost you that much to get rid of him if you want to. Or you could have him as a nice utility spot, can play tackle for you, can play some guard for you, can do a bit of everything.
That's real interesting. 2.6 mil exactly. Really, it's 2.66 mil in dead money to move on from Andrew Wiley, which I am doing. I've got all the cap space in the world. And if I keep him around, his cap number is 10.5 million. Sorry about it. I'm not saying that's a lot of money for a right tackle because it's not, but it's also not that cheap for a right tackle. Like the first year he was here, he made $4.2 million against the cap.
Mm-hmm.
This year, barely over nine. When you start getting up into the double digits of millions, you better help me a whole lot. I think you could do a lot better with $10 million. So I'm moving on from Wiley. I now have a vacancy at right tackle. Because the fact is, Danny, Cornelius Lucas, who I could have playing for me this year at less money than that, is not a downgrade in my opinion. Like just as a safety net, in other words, let's say it doesn't work out that I go out and actually land a really good right tackle. Whoopsie daisy, Cornelius Lucas is my starter at $2.5 million. And you know, I'm spending basically less than I would have in just dead cap money to move on from Andrew Wiley. Now he is a free agent, so you have to re-sign him, but he's 34.
Mm-hmm.
He's a swing tackle, so it's not like there's gonna be a huge market for him where you gotta win a bidding war. So that would be the first answer I think we agree to then, sounds like, is right tackle's an area you can definitely upgrade. I'm curious, though, how aggressive people would want to be on the interior. With Cosme injured but coming back from injury, eventually becoming your right guard. Biotis is a $10 million a year guy who played really, really well early in the year. Maybe it should be brought up. He did get banged up a lot this season.
Yes, he did.
So it'd be cool if you could get a guard who could play some center and maybe, you know, do a little bit of both. But maybe the answer is left guard, right tackle. Maybe going out and getting someone who can replace Allegretti at left guard and make him a backup is the other way to do it. But what about Coleman? We could zero in on that too.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.